Let's talk about Halloween. It is 4 days away, and I want to welcome back to the program Jerry J-Man Joyner. I love that you, because you are an advocate, but it's this outspoken advocate. How does one become an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry?
Well, Brad, that comes from talking a lot.
Is that what it is? So if you just so if you talk a lot, you are outspoken. I was watching a little bit actually of your TV show Weed and Whiskey over on the YouTubes. Nice job over there. Excellent job.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. So, you know, every Halloween we get the crazy stories, the urban legends come back out, and these have been around since, you know, I was a kid. You've heard about the razor blade and the apple one, right?
Oh, yeah, Brad. I'm 63 years old, born on 420. Maybe that's why I'm an outspoken advocate. But that was the thing when you and I were growing up. Probably,
yeah.
You know, you never took an apple because it could have a razor blade in it or any kind of unwrapped popcorn ball. Now, go back 10 or 15 years before you and I were doing that. Nobody worried about anything,
no.
Did they? I mean, you know, no. It's the way society is gone.
And the reason we never ate the apples back then was because it sucked to get an apple in your trick-or-treat bag. Nobody wants an apple.
What was it Charlie Brown used to get, a piece of coal?
Coal in his stocking. So, I mean, it's just save the apples. Don't put them in kids' trick-or-treat bags. But the thing is, now there really is candy out there, which, again, the whole fentanyl thing that's shaped like candy baffles me. So is there a risk for this sort of thing, you think, or is this, again, more hype?
No, I think it's a risk, Brad, and I think they need to talk about this all the time because there's too many incidences now where children are getting into people's legal cannabis, okay? And as an outspoken advocate, I want to tell you, that's wrong. I don't want kids getting into anybody's weed or their edibles. I don't want them getting into their alcohol.
Right.
I don't want them getting into their guns.
Right.
You know? Luckily, no deaths, according to the University of South Carolina, have occurred in children consuming edibles. Now, there's some stories out there and some urban things, but this is a recent report, University of South Carolina. Doesn't mean these kids don't get bad sick. Doesn't mean that they don't have problems from this. And
exactly.
It's the parents' fault. Okay, let's be realistic about this. Don't leave your stuff out for your kids, whatever it is that could harm them.
Right.
That's a big issue. And along with that, Brad, is that we need to have the federal government, along with the manufacturers of Fritos and Doritos and Cheetos and Nerds and Fruity Pebbles, crack down on these illegal operators or actors that are creating packages. I saw some the other day. It looks exactly like a bag of Cheetos that we've got up here in our refreshment thing at our studio, right?
Yep.
But it's got cannabis in it. So let alone a child, an adult could pick that up. So I'm a little hungry to eat some Cheetos. Next thing you know, they've ingested 100 milligrams of THC, which for somebody like me, it doesn't do that much. Somebody like my wife, she'd need to sleep for 2 days to recover. A little child, it would make them bad sick.
Yeah, there's the story that I saw is over at Fox 35 Orlando, and the dude that they talk about in this story had the Kush Kat looked like a Kit Kat bar, and the almond weed looks like an almond joy. It's weird, but you're right. I mean, that's those, you know, kids obviously could mistake those for, you know, the regular candy, and again, it's called parenting. Parent directly, keep an eye on things.
You know, it's called, let's get rid of these bad actors, too. They take advantage of the circumstances. The people in the legal cannabis space, it's about $25 billion annually now.
Yeah.
They're competing with what they want to call it legacy. Give it a nice term, Brad. That means black market. That means street dealers of drugs, where J-Man used to have to go get his pot from, you know.
Right.
These guys, they're not regulated. You can buy this packaging on eBay. You can buy empty packaging, and who knows what gets put into these things. So this is a big problem both for the adults and the children.
Well, and then that just brought up, I remember the other thing in addition to the apples way back when was you didn't eat the oranges because somebody could have used a hypodermic needle to inject, you know, pick your drug, and, you know, they would inject an orange with that, which, again, I don't think ever happened. But you know, in this case, we're looking at legit cases that could actually, you know, you dump your candy bag over. And that's the other thing. Make sure that as a parent, you go through the candy before,
yeah,
you know,
you
any
know,
of the kids eat.
We've moved away from where people go to people's homes. No one in our neighborhood, we live down in Ellis County, no mm-hmm. one in our neighborhood does candy anymore. They all take them to a park where the neighbors have came and the police are there, and it's kind of right. a monitored thing, or you go to a church or a house of worship and feel safer about who that you're getting this from. Here's what I'd like to point out. Of those 3,000 cases of children with weed or drug ingestion in 2021, the study that we're all kind of looking at, they were primarily 2 to 3 year olds. 90% right. of them were 2 to 3 year olds. Okay, so I don't think a dealer's out there trying to sell that to that
no.
kid. Okay,
no.
That kid's not looking for that. He's. I saw a story where a daycare worker had some gummies in her purse. Okay,
mm-hmm.
first of all, should have took them to work.
Probably
made sure the little package that most all of those have, the good regulated ones have a childproof top on them, just like regular mm-hmm. pharmaceuticals have. Well,
yeah.
she didn't have it sealed up. Little kid got in there and ate some of those. Well,
yeah.
you know, that's just terrible that people in today's time don't care more about these or pay that much attention to things. But again, the death thing is what we're so thankful that no deaths have occurred. You know, alcohol,
right.
24,651 children. With acute alcohol poisoning, 594 of those, 239 died.
Yeah.
So we've got almost 10 times the amount of alcohol issues in the same year, and we've got deaths from that, and 4,752 gun-related deaths for children.
Yeah.
So to me, Brad, common sense, good parenting. Good grandparenting, good caregivers, mm-hmm. see something, say something about it. That's what needs to happen, at not just Halloween, all the time.
Yeah, it would be nice to see a return of common sense. being a bit of a pessimist myself, I don't hold out a whole bunch of hope. But, you know, I think it's out there. If you can capture common sense in the wild and instill it in a few people, I think it would be we'd have a much better time.
I would take a vaccination for uncommon sense. You know, whatever you could get to have common sense, I would go for one of those.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother. All right, Jerry J-Man Joyner. The show is called Weed and Whiskey. You can find it over on the YouTubes and anywhere else, or is it just on
Roku?
YouTube?
We've got most people watch us on Roku,
cool.
And then we have weedandwhiskey.tv. Mm-hmm. You could also go to imjman.com. That's my new website I built, and learn all about me being with Adam Carolla and Jay Leno a couple weeks
cool.
ago.
Cool. Oh, really? Were you hanging out with them? Was it fun?
Yeah. We had the first annual comedy fantasy camp. And so people from all over the country came to participate in David Fischoff's comedy fantasy camp. He's been doing the rock and roll fantasy camp for 25 years. It's a hugely popular thing. And so this time they decided to do one with comedians. And so I thought I'd go
wow.
out there and get me some new chops and meet some new people. And we had a
there
great time and learned a lot of stuff. So.
There you go. Well, I'm looking forward to that as well, and we will talk again soon, my friend.
Brad, anytime. Love talking to y'all. Thank you.
You got it.